Welcome to Minnesota Homebrew, a music show featuring songs by those folks who proudly call themselves Minnesotans, whether they live here or not. I'm your host, Carl Enbehaun. For the next hour, we'll be playing everything from Bob Dylan to Bob Moskowitz. So kick back and enjoy Minnesota Homebrew.
Well, I wish I were an aardvark, and my name was Aaron Anderson. I'd always be the first one in line, acknowledged by my adversaries, acclaimed by all the dignitaries. Life would be awesome all the time. And if I were a zebra, my name was Zelda Zipowitz, I'd always be the last one in line. I make xylophones fill my day, I have zany folks laugh and play, and life would zip along just fine. It really doesn't matter where you stand, we're all gonna get there soon. We might just end up on the sun, or quite possibly on the moon. It doesn't matter what time it is, someplace it's afternoon. Let's all take a happy break and sing this little tune. If I were an anteater and my name was Amy Allison, I'd probably be the first one in line. Airmail me to Amsterdam, I'll have aperitifs with Abraham, and life will be awesome all the time. And if I were a zebu and my name was Zach Zabinski, I'd always be the last one in line. I'd zigzag through the local zoo and zap some zombies just because it's cool, and life would zip along just fine. It really doesn't matter where you stand, we're all gonna get there soon. We might just end up on the sun, or quite possibly on the moon. It doesn't matter what time it is, someplace it's afternoon. Let's all take a happy break and sing this little tune. Let's all take a happy break and sing this little tune.
That was A to Z by a gentleman named Doug Milloway. Now, Doug started his musical life out in St. Louis, where he played in some groups. That was Doug Milloway with a tune titled A Through Z. Doug, as you know, is a very prolific songwriter, and he's currently residing in Avon, Minnesota, and began his venture into the musical world as a teen in St. Louis, Mo, back in the 60s. In addition to playing in a few garage bands, he played in a variety band called Second Time Around for several years. Then he moved from St. Louis to Minnesota, where he began writing via collaborations through snail mail and now email with various artists. And Doug's latest project is performing with Wayne Hamilton in Two Tone, where Doug contributes original and cover material, does backup vocals, some lead vocals, and also guitar accompaniment. Well, hello everyone. I'm your host, Carl Enbehaun. This is Minnesota Homebrew, and we're celebrating the songs written by those from the Minnesota Association of Songwriters, of which I am a proud member. Next up, Mark Grimm. He says, some songs old, some songs new, some songs country, some songs blue. That's how he describes what he sings, and with a voice that brings to mind Gordon Lightfoot, Mark artfully picks and strums on his 12 minus 6 string guitar. 12 minus 6, that's a 6 string guitar, through songs ranging from the Beatles to Warren Zevon. And his own songs will give you cause to reflect as well as laugh at the real characters that are portrayed. Here's Mark Grimm with a new tune to Minnesota Homebrew. This one's titled Home Before It Rains.
Their photo is a bookmark in the Bible near the bed. I see it every night when good nights have all been said. They wore their wedding finest so everyone could see. They held each other's hands. He was on his bended knee. Clouds would come and go again. Thunder could come rolling in. She always knew a time would come to say, let's get home before it rains. They spent their lives together and lived the vows they made. Through sickness and in health, they honored and obeyed. He talked about the work it takes to make a house a home. As I learned to make my way with a family of my own. Clouds would come and go again. Thunder could come rolling in. Always know when it's time to say, let's get home before it rains. We knew their time was coming, said our last goodbyes. We share the rings and Bible their lives were guided by. Another day has started, we're rising with the sun. There's coffee in the cups. The radio is on. The bookmarks in the Bible, we're heading out the door. I search her loving eyes. I couldn't ask for more. Clouds will come and go again. Thunder could come rolling in. We'll always know when it's time to say, let's get home before it rains. Let's get home before it rains.
We're featuring tunes by members of the Minnesota Association of Songwriters, an organization that whose roots go back to 1980 when John Bennett and a host of others formed something called the Minnesota Songwriters Association, which eventually morphed into the Minnesota Association of Songwriters. And John Bennett was the first president and was also the founder of the Minnesota Association of Christian Songwriters, of which he's also a member. So very, very active gentleman whom I don't think I've met, but we do play his songs from time to time here on Homebrew. I'd like to also mention that MAS has lofty goals. Their mantra is a volunteer, member-supported organization. Its mission is to inspire, educate, and strengthen the songwriting and performance skills of its members through seminars, workshops, review meetings, showcases, and networking opportunities while encouraging collaboration and exploration of the creative process. Well, next up on Homebrew is a gentleman named Greg Connor. Now, he's from Savage, Minnesota, and he likes to write songs and experiment with all kinds of instruments. Folk, Americana, country, and blues are usually Greg's style. He likes to organize and participate in song challenges. you know, where you write a song using a specific word, theme, style, or phrase. And Greg enjoys finding people to play music with. These days he does more recording in his basement than playing out, but maybe he'll get out there. Here's Greg Connor with Walkin' Right Into the Blues. You're listening to Homebrew.
A new pair of boots blazing up to the top in the classified ads by my side. Look for a job with nothing to lose but reminders of the last dream that died. I'm on the edge of a brand new beginning, a chapter that is yet to be told. Searching the ads for something that suits me, but the usual ads getting old. Do you have what it takes to make this your future? Will you settle for starting wage pay? Do you have more credentials than anyone else and work 20 hours a day? Well, I feel like it happens again and again. I'm stuck here paying my dues, and the left shoe don't know where the right shoe is going, and I'm walking right into the blues. My wife, she done left me in misery alone when I proved that her father was right. And she hooked up the trailer and drove off without me, left in the early twilight. And now I'm surrounded by credit card bills and a TV that don't have no sound. And I look for employment all over this place, but I tell you, there ain't none around. Do you have what it takes to make this your future? Will you settle for starting wage pay? Do you have more credentials than anyone else and work 20 hours a day? Well, I feel like it happens again and again. I'm stuck here paying my dues, and the left shoe don't know where the right shoe is going, and I'm walking right into the blues. Well, the left shoe don't know where the right shoe is going, and I'm walking right into the blues.
Here's an act never heard before on MHB.
Well, up next, another gentleman who's a member of MAS. His name is Jeff Holman, born in San Francisco, but has lived in Minnesota since the age of 4. Jeff grew up in Minneapolis and its suburbs and graduated from high school in Roseville. Went on to study journalism at the University of Minnesota. As a musician, he was introduced to the clarinet in 5th or 6th grade, and in junior high, he switched to the saxophone. He started taking guitar lessons in 7th grade. He thought it was more fun. His guitar teacher, though drunk during most of his lessons, was a jazz player who introduced him to comping and 13th chords and Mickey Baker. Today, Jeff lives in Roseville with his wife Julie and two cats, Sophie and Simon. And he learns something every day. He also records under the name Gilly Gray. Here's Jeff Holman with a real interesting tune called I'm a Deadbeat on MHB.
I promised you the moon. Now we're in this greasy spoon. It's hamburgers and fries instead of lobster. I was rolling pretty high. I suppose you thought that I was a doctor or a lawyer or a mobster. Now I know just how you feel, and it's time I reveal I'm not quite the real deal. To your question, who am I? I have only one reply. I'm a deadbeat, doo doodly doo. I'm a deadbeat, doo doodly doo. I owe MasterCard and Visa, Uncle Joe and Aunt Teresa, and my telephone is ringing night and day. 'Cause my creditors are calling and they say that I'm stolen. I'm not stolen, I do not intend to pay. I would dally and I diddle, but still I pay a little, and every month I pay a little more. At the rate that I was going, I knew I'd still be owing until about the year 3004. I'm a deadbeat, doo doodly doo. I'm a deadbeat, doo doodly doo. I owe Sears and J.C. Penney and a bookie named a Benny, and with Benny there aren't many who renege. And he says if I don't pay him, there's gonna be some mayhem. I know it's gonna cost an arm and leg. There's some bank in South Dakota, I ain't paid one iota. They're gonna take my car back any day. It used to be a clunker, but now it's just a junker. They're gonna have to tow that heap away. I'm a deadbeat, doo doodly doo. I'm a deadbeat, doo doodly doo. Now my creditors are calling and they say that I'm stolen. I'm not stolen, I do not intend to pay. So I guess it's time we parted. I'm broke and brokenhearted. My tears, they are as salty as these fries. I know that I've adored you, but I just can't afford you. I only know that I'm up to my neck. So before you leave me lonely, I'll ask you one thing only. My darling angel, won't you get the check?
You're listening to Minnesota Homebrew, where we play no redone, revised, remixed, reconstituted, rehashed, re-recorded, regurgitated, or reimagined music. Nothing but original tunes by very talented people this evening, those who belong to the Minnesota Association of Songwriters, including our next artist, Rebecca Odlin. Her CD, Foreign Soul, contains all original songs written by Rebecca. Instrumentation includes the talents of 11 Minnesota musicians on various instruments. Rebecca's focus has been to write and perform songs that matter. Humor, honesty, and paradoxical observations come to play in creating songs that seem to resonate with a variety of people and age groups. She holds a BS degree in music and an MS in counseling psychology. Rebecca wrote the following at the celebration of her CD release. Here's to loving boldly, embracing imperfection, appreciating beauty, and doing work that fills our soul. Couldn't have put it better. Here's Rebecca Odlin with Broken Pieces on Minnesota Homebrew.
Broken hearts leave scarred edges that take so long. We love again, but with broken pieces that make us scared to feel. Yeah. So here we are with these broken hearts. And here we are with this brand new start. We're not sure how to play this part. And can I trust you? Don't break my broken heart. A broken heart splits wide open and bleeds from memories of the past. Secret fears remain unspoken. Is love real and can it last? Yeah. So here we are with these broken hearts. And here we are with this brand new start. We're not sure how to play this part. Can I trust you? So here we are with these broken hearts. And we're not sure how to play this part. Can I trust you? Oh, don't break my broken heart. Can I trust you, babe? Don't break my broken heart.
Now, just to prove that we're not blowing smoke when we say we play everything from Bob Muscovitz to Bob Dylan, we're going to do a tune that's very appropriate to this type of year. And that's because Bob's wife, Patty, loves her fairy garden. And I think I should post a picture on our Minnesota Homebrew Music Show Facebook page, and you can check that out. And this song is titled, very appropriately, In the Garden.
Garden, many flowers cast a spell upon your heart. They embrace you with their beauty, bringing joy to every part. As you stand there in amusement to the colors that you see, the most beautiful of flowers is the one that's next to me. The most beautiful of flowers is you. In the garden, in the springtime, when the flowers start to grow, there's a crocus and the daffodils that bring the new show, bringing such anticipation to my heart. And what I see, the most beautiful of flowers is the one that's next to me. The most beautiful of flowers is you. So many flowers in the garden that you grow, colors of the rainbow just like you. So many hours I could stay, because I know you're more beautiful of flowers than it's true. The most beautiful of flowers is you. flowers put on faces in your smile, a love bouquet. As you merge into the colors, you're the only one I see. The most beautiful of flowers is the one that's next to me. The most beautiful of flowers is you. In the garden it is autumn, soon the flowers go to sleep. It is time for hibernation, I'll accept the one I keep. Like a garden full of color, deep within it I can see. The most beautiful of flowers is the one that's next to me. The most beautiful of flowers is you. So many flowers in the garden that you grow, colors of the rainbow just like you. Many hours I could stay, because I know you're more beautiful than the flowers, and it's true. The most beautiful of flowers is you.
Thank you, Bob, for that fine tune. Up next, a gentleman named Stephen J. Schmidt. He hails from Rochester, Minnesota, and he's written over 200 songs, each one like a fine bottle of bourbon barrel-aged stout. He performs his rich, full-flavored original tunes crafted over the last 40 years at house concerts, coffee houses, brew pubs, wineries, and festivals. He and his wife, Elizabeth, are the principals at West Channel Records and West Channel Music Publishing, and where Stephen is the general manager of the City of Rochester Music Department and Riverside Concerts. Here's Stephen J. Schmidt with a tune titled My Git Fiddle and Me.
Another daybreak, another heartache. Once again we wake alone. I place my tattered pack upon my weary back, and we prepare to hit the road. A minstrel without a stage is without a home. I pick up my guitar. We've come so very far since I first learned to play. We've been all around, so little happiness found. I wonder why she chose to stay. I never dreamed that it would be this way. Yes, she's my lady, my guitar and me. Other better than time knows eternity. We've shared both tears and joy, this old guitar and lonely boy. We share a common dream, a dream for this old guitar. upon the stage. But I know I'll never be a star. No, that could never be, for this old git fiddle and me. No, we'll never go that far. We'll just stay the way we are. Yes, she's my lady, my guitar and me. We know each other better than time knows eternity. We've shared both tears and joy, this old guitar and lonely boy. We share a common dream, a dream for this old guitar and me.
Minnesota Homebrew, sharing news from the wonderful world of beer.
Well, here's an article dated May 26, 2017 on the WashingtonPost.com. I guess it's WashingtonPost.com by Teresa McCullough. Five myths about beer. Myth number one, American beer is a product of the Midwest. According to archaeological evidence, indigenous peoples in North and South America produced fermented beverages from corn, fruits, and other plants long before Europeans arrived and built all those big beer factories in St. Louis, Chicago, and Milwaukee. The continent's first commercial brewery opened in what's now Manhattan back in 1612. Myth number two, beer is a man's drink. History shows that beer has always been a woman's drink also. In colonial and early Republic America, women and enslaved people brewed beer as a domestic task. Martha Ballard, a Maine midwife, wrote in her diary on May 18, 1786, "A clear day, we brewed a barrel and a half of beer." So, another myth debunked. Myth number three, craft breweries are small breweries. Well, it depends on the definition. The Oxford English Dictionary defines craft beer as a beer made in a traditional or non-mechanized way by a small brewery. Merriam-Webster says a specialty beer produced in limited quantities. Now, the Brewers Association, a not-for-profit trade association that promotes craft beer, designates a craft brewery as small, independent, and traditional. Yet the BA also considers 8 of the 15 largest beer companies in America to be craft. So what's going on? According to the BA's definition, a craft brewer produces 6 million or fewer barrels of beer every year. 6 million sounds like a lot, especially in contrast to early microbreweries that typically made a few thousand barrels at most. So another myth debunked. Craft breweries are not necessarily small breweries. I believe that Budweiser and or Michelob are considered craft breweries. Weird. Or at least they produce craft beer. Myth number four, craft beer is a recent invention. American craft beer is much older than that nano brewery down the block. Loose collectives of home brewers began to tinker in West Coast basements in the early 60s and early 70s when home brewing was still illegal. Poured by light lagers, they found inspiration in English, Belgian, and German styles during military or educational travels abroad. So craft beer is not a recent innovation. And myth number five, wine is for aging, beer is for drinking fresh. Well, just not true. For many beers, fresh is better. Certain styles such as Pilsners and most Saisons should be enjoyed close to the date of production, but others, especially hop-forward beers like IPAs, require uninterrupted refrigeration and timely consumption to preserve the volatile flavor of hops. Nevertheless, certain beers improve in character if aged and cellared. So there you go. Five myths that just ain't so. Up next, the Riddle Brothers with Be All, End All. Mm-hmm.
gonna be a bad day. No fire can melt that icy tension in the air. You always let us know when things aren't going your way. You give up, shut down, act like you never really care.
Emoji sigh.
Living a little louder, standing out from the crowd until someone knows your name, puts your picture in a frame. Your social network pages filled with likes and rage against all you disapprove, setting you're better than thou proof, and you're famous for being you. Famous for being you. own TV channel and a master plan that will take the place of work. No more digging in the dirt. Subtle games you're playing, amplify what you say to a headline on the net. How many hits you get, and are you famous for being you? Famous for being you. Are you famous for being you? So famous for being you. With thoughts right off the top of your head, and post it to your global thread. You pick at people's scars, and then you say you're sorry. You didn't mean exactly what you said. So don't you beg their pardon, who died and made them warden. Don't they know just who you are? Don't hate on a superstar who is famous for being you. Famous for being you. Famous for being you. So famous for being you.
All of the songs we're playing on this show are by members of the Minnesota Association of Songwriters. Check out the benefits and perks of belonging to this group at mnsongwriters.org. That last song, of course, was by Jeffrey Goodson. We've been playing all of the songs off of his CD through the weeks. That CD is titled Of the Same Name. And from his liner notes, he says, "Me introducing me is an awkward thing. I would much rather just sing and play and hear the music in my brain and my heart. I know I'm my face and my smile. I am my voice and my walk. I am my wants and my needs. I am also these songs. The happy ones and the sad, the optimistic ones and the cynical, the ones that come from my life and from the fictional. I, we, they are all of the same name." And that tune was titled Famous for Being You. Well, up next, another member of the Minnesota Association of Songwriters. His name is Charlie Roth. He does Americana, folk, blues, country, Celtic, all blends of these genres. What Charlie is best at is telling a story with his rich baritone vocal, acoustic guitar, rack harmonica, and foot percussion. His fifth album, Broken Ground, reached up to number 6 on the Euro Americana charts. That's pretty good, and continues to get airplay all over the world. He has recorded with the likes of Sam Bush, Michael Bland, and other American legends. He's a consummate showman, an entertainer with countless gigs under his belt. Charlie has mastered the art of playing and singing from his heart, exuding the sheer joy of making great music, which can be felt by everyone who is connected to that magical and medicinal spiritual grace. Here's Charlie Roth with 5 More Minutes on MHB.
Halfway up to Dallas, standing still in a truck. Staring at the angry sky, pushing our luck. Hailstorms up ahead of us, twister from the south.
wonder what the hell to do with our hearts up in our mouth. I couldn't move. I just stood there mesmerized. Mother Nature's awesome power built a wall cloud in the sky. Tim said, let's get out of here, it's bound to come our way. I told him that a Highland boy don't see this every day. Just give me 5 more minutes.
5 more minutes.
Just give me 5 more minutes.
Ooh,
just give me
5 more minutes.
Then we'll be on our way. I was like that twisted wind. I was an angry, troubled child. Down tainted streets of sin, I was a whirlwind running wild. My dad tried to tame me down, I thought I knew it all. He used to say it was like talking to a wall. I wish I had 5 more minutes.
5 more minutes.
If you go to the Minnesota Association of Songwriters website, mnsongwriters.org, you can see a list of members, their personal profiles, just one of the benefits of belonging to this organization. There are links to workshops and videos, because you can have videos done for free. Ha 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 ha. Check it out. Well, this next gentleman has been inducted into the Minnesota Music Hall of Fame 4 times. That's amazing. He's a singer, multi-instrumentalist who writes rock, pop, folk, and alt country. You name it, he writes it. Larry's music can best be described as a melodic, progressive hybridization of rock, folk, and jazz, soaring songs of love, longing, and wonder that shine harmonically. Again, his name is Larry Cease, and this song is from his Some Kind of Magic CD, and it's titled Sweet Music Mistress Mine.
I fell under your spell from the beginning. You're the sound I heard before I heard of time. Ever changing, but you're always here beside me. You opened up my life, sweet music, mistress mine. Sweet music, mistress mine. I'll do anything for you anytime. You never let me down. You're never lonely when you're around. Sweet music, mistress mine. You're the humming and the whistling doing chores. Your good old songs help the family unwind. A bridge of love between the generations. You're my longest lasting love. Sweet music, mistress mine. Sweet music, mistress mine. I'll do anything for you. Anytime. You never let me down, never lonely when you're around. Sweet music, mistress mine. Your drumming sent me running across the country. Hollowing the soundtrack of my life. Broken hearts were left behind. One of them was mine, but you soothed me when I cried. Sweet music, mistress mine. Sweet music, mistress mine. I'll do anything for you anytime. You never let me down, never lonely when you're around. Sweet music. Your drumming sent me running across the country, following the soundtrack of my life. My first love, my last love, you're the heart of me I'll leave behind. The love of my life, sweet music, mistress mine. Sweet music, mistress mine. I'll do anything for you any old time. You never let me down, never lonely when you're around. Sweet music, sweet music, mistress mine.
Fine-tuned by a fine songwriter, Larry Cease. Had a chance to hear him at the State Fair a few years ago. Oh, by the way, if you join the Minnesota Association of Songwriters, you can perform at the State Fair. I guarantee it, because they give first shot to new members. Well, up next, a lady whom I had the honor of hearing at the State Fair doing a solo act and also a duo with her group, Life As We Know It. An acoustic duo based in Minneapolis comprised of Leslie McKee and John Lyell. They write and record acoustic materials in the style of rock, folk, blues, and adult contemporary. And they've been doing that since September of 2007. They released a self-titled CD in 2010, an EP in 2015, and I understand it that they are working on a new original acoustic studio project under the name Life As We Know It. Leslie has also released a CD with Jeff Sutherland under the moniker Dummy Beats, from which we're going to play this next song. And she can currently be seen singing and playing harmonica for the Roxy Hall Band, an all-woman horn band that plays monthly at a popular St. Paul venue. I want to thank you for listening to Minnesota Homebrew this evening. Stay tuned for Folk Alley, and remember, whether you're talking music or beer, shoot for quality over quantity. See you next week on Minnesota Homebrew. Here's the Dummy Beats with Kara Lee.
For all the kind of castle she dreamed in her life, for soon she'll run through them and dance across.